The American Civil Liberties Union gets defensive when accused of being hostile to the concerns and freedoms of Christians. But there's no denying the troubling track record, and everyone knows it. A conservative Jewish friend of mine calls the ACLU the Anti-Christian Liberties Union. I've actually written about that history in books, with special attention to ACLU founders Roger Baldwin and Harry Ward, and early board members Clarence Darrow and William Z. Foster. Foster was actually the head of Communist Party USA and a militant atheist. No one, however, has written about the ACLU like Bill Donahue of the Venerable Catholic League. Donahue has done books, articles, press releases, and even did his dissertation on the ACLU, for which he interviewed Roger Baldwin himself. His Catholic League has long monitored the group, and Donahue says of the ACLU, quote, "I am convinced that most of its board members and senior officials harbor a deep animus against religion. Nothing bothers them more than Christianity, especially Catholicism," unquote. Currently, Bill Donahue is calling attention to a crazy ACLU case, and it's yet another example that makes Christians believe that the ACLU is indeed hostile to their faith. Here it is. The ACLU of Massachusetts is challenging a decision by the city of Quincy to erect two statues of Catholic saints outside the public safety building. The saints are Florian and Michael the Archangel, the patron saints of firefighters and police officers, respectively. As Bill Donahue notes, the ACLU knows that religious statues adorn buildings in the nation's capital, including the Capitol building, Supreme Court, Library of Congress, as well as public buildings throughout the state of Massachusetts. So why object to these statues? Well, the ACLU explains in a letter to the Quincy City Council. It states, quote, are you ready for this? "The contemplated statue of St. Michael depicts a figure stepping on the neck of a demon. Such violent imagery is particularly abhorrent in light of the murder of George Floyd and other acts of police brutality throughout the country," unquote. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you heard that right. The Massachusetts ACLU is complaining that a statue depicting Michael the Archangel stepping on the neck of a demon, which, to be sure, is represented in all Catholic religious imagery of Michael the Archangel, evokes the image of George Floyd being stepped on the neck by a police officer. Bill Donahue responds to this by asking, is the ACLU crazy? Indeed. But there's more at work here. It's ideology and ignorance. The Massachusetts ACLU is ignorant of basic religious facts. And the facts are these. There's a famous St. Michael the Archangel prayer composed in the 19th century by Pope Leo XIII. It's recited at the end of Mass in many Catholic parishes. It implores the saint to, quote, defend us in battle and be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. It urges the archangel to, quote, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. That long-time prayer, ladies and gentlemen, has nothing to do with George Floyd. And yet, in our secular age, so many people, like the people at the ACLU, lack such basic religious knowledge. Here are some other examples. Last year, liberals on social media blasted what they called traditional conservative Catholics for describing the Rosary and Virgin Mary as a weapon against evil. But Catholics have long believed that. In fact, Mary herself is often depicted as stepping on the neck of the serpent, i.e. the devil. Her spouse, St. Joseph, is known as Terror of Demons. This should tell the ACLU something, namely, it's unwise to stack your organization with people who are ignorant of the very religions that they're dealing with. The ignorance comes off as hostility. And look, ACLU, if you don't want to appear that way, then create a DEI program for your own staff. Include diverse people with different beliefs. And if you refuse to do that, then don't complain when others interpret your ignorance as hostility toward their religion. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.